to Dish Nation.
What's up?
It's such a cacophony of sound. I love it. How's everybody doing?
We're great.
We out here.
Hey, Sherry girl. We are good, and we got a lot of stuff to get to, y'all. Has Kelly Clarkson's ex lost his mind? Found out how much he's asking for in spousal support.
Ooh.
And guess what else, y'all? Felicity Huffman has a brand new job straight out of prison. But first up, Chewy, what you got?
All right, y'all, lots of love in the air. Mean Girls star and the Material Girl herself. But first, let's start with my buddy, Rihanna. Yeah, she got a new man, y'all. Ready for this?
Okay.
Her new friend is ASAP Rocky. They've been rumored to be dating earlier this year and have been spending lots of time together, and it seems to be official, y'all. I think this makes sense. They make a beautiful couple. He's a good dude. She's amazing. I think this is going to work out, y'all. What do you think?
I love them together.
They both got a certain energy that seems like it complements each other, you know?
They understand each other. They're in the same business. They know the ups and the downs. They want the same things, and I think, I feel like ASAP Rocky is a sensitive soul.
Sherry, they've been friends for a very long time. They've even toured together. Do you think that's a good way to start a romance?
Oh, Chewy, I love the fact that they're friends and starting a romance. Are you trying to tell me something? Huh?
No, Sherry. No, mommy. I'm just asking you a question.
I think you are trying to tell me something, Chewy. Yes.
Hello.
I'm all for friends. I think sometimes it's better when you start as friends because you really, really appreciate that person.
All right, y'all. Well, Rihanna ain't the only one that got a man. You know who else does?
Who?
Mean Girls star Jonathan Bennett. Yes, honey. He got engaged to his boyfriend, TV host James Vaughn. So James told Jonathan the family was there because they were taking Christmas card photos. But surprise, y'all, it was a proposal. This is what Jonathan said. He said, "I began to ugly cry, the ugliest cry anyone has ever cried." So if y'all want more exclusive photos, you can go to people.com of the engagement and you can check that out. Now, Gary, what do you think the ugliest cry looked like? And can you demonstrate it? Show us, Gary.
I want to see this.
Because I've done it so many times.
Gary. You know what's so funny, Brad, is when you see somebody get engaged, it's you try not to, like, when you've been in divorced twice like me, you try not to be jaded. So I see people get engaged, and I'm like, oh. Then my mind goes, I hope this thing lasts.
Well, it looks like love is all around, and you could just ask Madonna. Now, the 62-year-old diva shared this video posing for pictures with her 6 kids and canoodling with her boyfriend, 26-year-old dancer,
a la
Malik Williams.
She didn't learn from Drake. She did not learn at all. Okay, all right.
Well, you know, she likes them young dudes. That's what keeps her skin tight, I guess.
Yeah. Portia, if Mama Diane brought home a 25-year-old man, what would you say?
I would say, let me know when you got the sock on the door and I won't touch it, okay? Yes.
While some stars are busy being in love, others have to work. And that's the case for Felicity Huffman. The Desperate Housewives star will have her first acting gig since completing her sentence in prison for the college admission scandal. Don't you just love that? You get out of prison and you get a good job.
It must be nice.
Yeah.
She's going to be in an upcoming ABC pilot playing a widow who inherits a minor league baseball team after her husband dies unexpectedly. So, Gary, would you want this role?
Baby. Honey, you asked the wrong one, honey, baby. That's my damn dream job, child. Just think about it, Sherry. Right. I mean, all those bats and those balls, honey. I mean, I just couldn't even handle that. So, yes, ma'am, I would love that job.
Gary literally would try to play the position of the tight end, and tight end is not even a position in baseball, okay?
Well, all right, y'all. Now, here's one celebrity casting, honey, we just cannot stop thinking about, honey. Glee star Matthew Morrison, honey, he's going to be the Grinch, honey, in the upcoming Grinch musical on NBC.
Oh.
Now, the internet, y'all, is definitely, baby, they are not gleeful, bitch. They ain't gleeful at all, honey, about this, honey. Mm-mm. Especially, y'all, after seeing Matthew, y'all, in character, honey.
No.
So, Chewy, are you jealous, honey, that he gets to play this role?
I'm a little green with envy. That's about it, because look at that makeup, y'all. That is horrible, y'all. That's the kind of makeup you're doing like high school theater. Like, stop that. Where was the makeup budget at, y'all?
And I love Matthew's acting, but I just don't like the look because he looks like so cute, like he's ready to kiss you. And I don't think it looks the same. He didn't give you an evil grin. Like, he pouted. He gave you a pout.
Yes,
like it's he's not the same.
Yes.
So bad. Whoa. So bad.
Hoo chow, y'all. This one is very messy. Gary, go ahead and get your teacup ready. So, now listen to this. Kelly Clarkson is still dealing with her horrible divorce from her husband, Brandon Blackstock. So, here's the tea. Kelly recently won primary custody of the couple's two children, but Brandon is asking for a whopping $301,000 in spousal support and $135,000 in child support to be paid per month. Per month.
A month?
Yes.
I can't breathe. Somebody called 911. Yes. I can't breathe.
Let me put on my money glasses, bitch, and let me add this up, child.
Not the money glasses.
Money glasses.
$1,000. Yes, honey. Time.
Get now, what's that bifocal time of look, month? Gary.
50, bitch, that's $55.2 million a year.
She must have the funds, y'all, because sources are also saying even though she has agreed and offered to pay for all the kids' expenses, Brandon still feels entitled to Kelly paying. He has 7 attorneys, and the legal fees come up to $2 million that he wants her to pay.
But let me tell y'all the tea on that. Well, y'all don't know the tea on that, baby. Let's the tea on this.
What?
His damn daddy was her manager. Is her manager.
That's right. Ooh. That's a mess right there.
He knows her
too much.
Hey, what's the big deal, y'all? Like, is it okay because, you know, it's... We were talking about Dr. Dre's ex-wife, and she was asking for millions a month, and you guys were okay with it.
Chewy, none of it is okay. Anytime you're in a situation where, like, the super, super person who's responsible for making the money has to cough up ungodly amounts of money, it's not fair.
Yeah. Right.
He didn't go on American Idol. Kelly Clarkson did.
Right.
He don't got a talk show.
Right.
Kelly Clarkson does.
Right.
So fair is fair. This ain't fair.
That's right.
You've been through this, Sherry. What should she do? Tell us, what should Kelly do?
You know what? I think I think that Kelly needs to settle with this man. Because if she fights it out, you will lose so much money, and the attorneys are going to get so much money, and you're going to have to pay for his attorneys anyway. Settle with the man. Give him a big lump sum of money and tell him to go away, even though it hurts.
Like Wendy did.
That's good advice. Good advice.
Up next, you will not believe what rapper President Barack Obama thinks could portray him in a biopic. Heidi's got that story right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Look who's here, Chewy. It is Heidi and Frank. What's up, guys?
What's up, family? Sherry, you're going to love this news. Now, we really, we're going to have to wait and see if it's in God's plan or not to have this happen. But Barack Obama has given his stamp of approval for this rapper to portray him in a biopic. Now, the former president sat down in a recent interview, and he said he wouldn't mind the role of Barack Obama going to...
Megan Thee Stallion.
Drake.
I'm sorry.
You gotta be kidding me. Drake, baby. Take a look. Here's what he said.
Would you give the thumbs up and the okay for Drake to play you in a biopic?
I will say this. If the time comes and he's ready, you know.
Does he have your stamp of approval?
Drake has, more importantly, I think, my household's stamp of approval. I suspect Malia and Sasha would be just fine with it.
No.
Barack Obama, obviously, is known all over the world. So do you think it should be Drake, who's, I mean, arguably also known all over the world? Do you think it should be Drake playing him or somebody who's a completely unknown actor?
Heidi, no. No, never, nunca, niet. Drake is not an actor. And if you're going to let Drake play somebody, I'm not opposed to Drake getting out there and doing it. But you don't portray Barack Obama, the highest man in the land. And you've never done this before.
Obviously, Chewy, I hear you arguing a little bit.
Yeah.
You think Drake could do it, Chewy?
Yo, before Drake was a rapper, Drake was an actor. He did many seasons on Degrassi, and he was amazing as an actor, you guys. He has acting chops. He's hosted award shows. He's hosted SNL.
Oh, because that really qualifies you.
Yo.
Because you host award shows.
I honestly believe Drake can pull it off. He's a good actor, y'all. Don't discount Drake just because he's a rapper.
Well, Ozzy Osbourne's counting his blessings in a recent interview with British GQ. Ozzy spoke about his past indiscretions that caused him and his wife, Sharon, to split briefly in 2016. He told reporters he regrets cheating on his wife, which he doesn't do anymore. He said, I broke her heart.
Oh, yeah. So what Ozzy said is, I got my reality check, and I'm lucky she didn't leave me. I'm proud of that. I was pissed off with myself, but I broke her heart. I actually understand
exactly
what you're saying.
Exactly. You speak Ozzy.
I do.
Sherry, could you stand by your man if he cheated on you, even though you were together for 38 years?
Look, I didn't stand by my husband and he cheated on me. We was only together 5. Okay. Oh. 38 years is a long time. You got a lot more invested.
Kids, grandkids.
And they've been open and honest about it, too. I think a lot of times when you're in, like, the private sector, that you have to, like, leave town. I had some friends of mine that there were some indiscretions, and they ended up, you know, packing up their kids, moving to a different state and starting over because nobody in that particular town would even know the backstory.
Right.
But Frank, being a married man, Frank, what stops a married man from saying, I'm going to cheat on my wife? Because it's a choice.
I don't want to have the drama of somebody falling in love with me, you know?
And then causing problems.
And causing problems in my life. Yeah, I'm not going to risk my livelihood, my relationship with my family and my children for over some... You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's too much work. Well, it's time for a deal. HK, what you got, brother?
What up, y'all? Need a perfect holiday gift for that guy in your life? Or maybe that female with stubble? Then check out the Scotch Porter Deluxe 6-Piece Men's Beard and Face Gift Set. Now, this set includes beard balm, beard wash, beard conditioner, face scrub, face lotion, and anti-odor wipes.
You know what? I heard this company is a Black-owned company, and all the ingredients are non-toxic.
That's right, Portia. And it's safe to use, and the CEO used to be a barber, so he definitely knows what his customers need.
Oh, honey, now this is gonna make me look fabulous, honey, for the holidays. So, hey, Greg, how much is it?
Well, Gary, usually this set has been seen for the price of $70. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29. Yes! Awesome!
That's a good deal.
Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next is Ryan Reynolds getting a street named after him, and Cher saves an elephant. Come right back, baby.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right. One of the most famous Canadians has got to be Ryan Reynolds. And a Vancouver radio show called The Kevin and Sonia Show even started a petition to name a street after Ryan in his hometown. Well, when Ryan heard about it, his response was a little bit unexpected. Ryan tweeted, "It's very kind but hard pass. If traffic sucks, everyone will say Ryan Reynolds is a mess or Ryan Reynolds is really backed up." My brothers would enjoy this way too much.
That's so Frank, hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
That is very
accurate. Love his sense of humor. Now, Frank, if somebody told you they were going to name a street after you, would you want it?
Well, absolutely. I would love to be named after me, but they'll never give me a street. Hell, they won't let me adopt a highway.
If you named a street after me, you better have a fork in the road, because I like to eat.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Most definitely.
And what about Chewy Martinez Avenue? What is that
like? Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Just a bunch of lunch trucks lined up. That would just be great. Sorry, no. Just a bunch of lanchettas lined all the way.
Man, Chewy Martinez Avenue is popping. Yeah. You gotta go over there. All right, well, I know we all love The Bachelor around here, and I've got a new bachelor to tell you about. His name is Kevon.
Oh.
He's 36.
Oh.
He's been lonely since his companion died a few years ago.
Oh.
But he has been rescued from isolation by one Cher.
What?
Now, let me explain. Because Kevon's an elephant. Cher wanted to help Kevon when she found out he was living in unfavorable conditions in a zoo in Pakistan. And with the help of activist groups, the elephant was just flown to a wildlife sanctuary in Cambodia. Cher waited for him at the airport with a flower.
Aww.
And I think of Chewy and I think of Frank on this one, because Kevon was living in just awful situation, gets adopted by Cher, flown to a beautiful sanctuary in Cambodia. studio where his only job is to mate with three new elephants.
Nice.
He's gonna have three girls to choose from when he gets to when he gets to the sanctuary in Cambodia.
That's very chewy.
He really is. He's got Oh. But Sherry, I'd love to hear your Cher voice, what that might have sounded like when Cher finally met Kavan.
Kavan, you know, you gotta believe in life after love. Do you want some peanuts? I got some in my purse from the flight. Do you believe in life after love?
Hey, you asked, Heidi.
I did. What have I done? I have unleashed Sherry Shepard.
You know, I was dying to do it, girl.
And like an elephant, I won't be able to forget that.
Me neither. I actually adopted a baby rhino and an elephant. They live in Africa, and we donate money to them every single month. So, yeah.
Really?
It's awesome doing this. I love it. Yeah. They send me pictures. They send me updates. It's beautiful.
I want to do that.
Yeah. I'll send you the link.
It's a baby rhino in Africa. No. It's like, I'm a prince. I'm a rhino prince, and I need you to send me a check, Chewy.
No. Oh. It's a Nigerian baby rhino named Apollo. He emailed me himself. Up next, you might want to be friends with Kanye West when you find out what he gave Chris Brown as a gift. We got the story after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, looks like Yeezy is sending out early Christmas gifts because he gifted Chris Brown a brand new $120,000 Sherp ATV along with boxes of Yeezy sneakers in the trunk.
My Lord. Wow. My Lord.
Okay, I didn't even know they were that close.
I think they snuck a couple records in here and there. Now, if you're wondering why, well, Ye just simply gave Breezy the truck as a nice gesture and to congratulate him on 20 years within the music business.
Oh my God,
we're young.
That's the man. I love this thing.
Wow.
I like that.
Chris wasn't the only person to receive this truck as a gift. Now, back in August, 2 Chainz took to social media to reveal the same ATV as an early 43rd birthday gift from Kanye, complete with a plaque featuring his name and a book of Proverbs quote engraved on it.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of dope.
I could see Brad driving one of these. I already know what Brad's next gift is going to be.
I want one right now.
You're going to get it, honey. Wow. What you say you want, you're going to get it, Brad.
Manifest.
Brad's going to be pink.
Yeah, but
Portia, now, would you vote for Kanye in 2024 if he copped you a truck?
No, I would never be voting for Kanye. But I'm getting scared. Why are rich people buying military vehicles? Do they know something that we don't know? Is martial law coming and they're going to be a part of it?
Are they about to be purging us?
Like, what the hell? This looks scary to me.
Is this an off-road vehicle or can you drive this on the road?
I don't know. It doesn't look street legal at all. I don't know.
If you came down my street with this big ass truck, you would tear up my street.
But this would be cute, baby, to drive to your ex's house, baby, and tear that bastard house down with that thing, honey.
Look, Garrett, when you come outside to see what happened, run his ass over too.
Yeah, honey.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.